Welcome to 91.1 WEDM Presents Let's Help, a community and public affairs show that will cover all the things you need to know. This episode was previously recorded in the 91.1 WEDM studios.
Hey, you've got Kamara Mason on the Warrior Nation station. Today, I'm here with the amazing counselors, Ms. Waldron and Ms. Griggs, on the first installment of the Let's Help podcast. I'd like to welcome them to the show. Today, they are here to talk about teen mental health and maybe a little bit about the Bring Change to Mind Club here in Warren Central. Without further ado, let's get started. How are y'all doing today?
Great. Thanks for having us.
No problem. Okay, so Ms. Waldron, how would you define mental health?
I think it's similar to physical health in the fact that it's how you feel, right? And how you're able to go about every day with comfortability, but it has to do with your mental. And it's just as important as physical health, too. Right.
Ms. Griggs, would you agree with that?
Yeah, completely. I think a lot of times we don't think that our mental health is as important as our physical well-being. And honestly, I think your mental health is probably even more important, because if you don't have your mental health, your physical health is going to suffer as well.
Ms. Griggs, what would you say to a teen struggling with a mental health issue?
I would say that it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to talk to others. We all go through something at some point in time. And honestly, stress, anxiety, depression is not abnormal to feel. And it's okay to talk about. When it gets out of control, that's when it becomes a problem. A certain amount of stress and anxiety is important to help us get things done on a regular basis. But it's always okay to talk to somebody, to find a safe person, a teacher, a friend, a counselor, someone to talk to.
What are some risk factors for mental health, Ms. Waldron?
Specifically in high school or in general?
In general and in high school.
I mean, I think there's a ton of risk factors, right? It could be trauma. It could be insecurities, whether that be financial insecurities, food insecurities, home insecurities. It could be peer relationships. Social media is a huge risk factor if people are not being kind and you're not using that the correct way. I mean, the list goes on and on, and that's why it's so important that we support people and let them know that it's okay to have mental health issues, because almost everyone, like Ms. Griggs said, is going to struggle with it at some point, and the risk factors are so high.
Right. Okay, Ms. Griggs, how can someone as a friend, teacher, community member, or family member help a teen going through a mental health crisis?
I think the biggest thing and the first step is really just to listen. Make sure you're listening to them, because I think a lot of times when we ourselves want to talk to somebody, we don't always want an answer or a solution to the problem. We just want somebody to listen and give some feedback possibly. So really listening is the key. And then if you feel like that individual needs extra intervention or extra help, talk to a counselor or someone, their parent, family, somebody that can help them get that additional support that they might need.
So, Ms. Waldron and Ms. Griggs, it looks like you've printed out a few resources over here. What is that?
There's a ton of resources on the Bring Change to Mind website. So if you become a club member and register, you get all of those resources. So we printed a fact or fiction kind of guessing game. So we're going to read something, and you are going to tell us if it's fact or fiction.
Okay, sounds fun.
Okay. People living with mental illness will never get better. Fact or fiction?
That's fiction.
Yes, that is fiction. In fact, mental health may be a lifelong condition like diabetes, but with diabetes, proper treatment enables many people with a mental illness to lead fulfilling and productive lives.
Okay, so mental illness can affect anyone. While some illnesses have genetic risks, mental illness can affect people of all ages, races, and income levels.
That is true. Mental health crisis doesn't discriminate.
Exactly. A lot of people think, especially when it comes to men, a lot of times even, you know, I'm a man, I can't be affected by mental health. And that's a big topic that's come up and I think is super important to recognize. But yes, it can affect anybody, income, race, ethnicity, anybody.
Okay, you're doing great so far. A mental illness is not caused by personal weakness, nor can it be cured by positive thinking or willpower? Proper treatment is needed. Fact or fiction?
That is a fact.
Yes, that is a fact. We don't need to hide it. That's not how it's going to be cured and helped and worked through. And so definitely going to your safe people and even seeking professional help is important.
Yeah. Okay, one more. Children are not diagnosed with mental illness.
That is fiction.
Correct. Millions of children are affected by depression, anxiety, and other mental illnesses. 1 in 5 children live with a diagnosable mental illness, and getting treatment is essential. I think sometimes we as adults think that children can't be impacted by mental health, that they're young and they should be able to handle things and not be impacted mentally, and that's couldn't be further from the truth.
Yes, I 100% agree. Kids, adults, any age, any race, any income, you can go through a mental health crisis. You can have some type of mental illness, and it's okay to struggle with that, but don't feel alone. I have a question for both of you. Ms. Waldron, you can start. What can everyone do to better the mental health from themselves and people around them?
I think it's really important to find the coping skills that work for you. It's not going to look the same for everybody. And there are so many coping skills out there. It's one easy Google search, or your counselors here in the building have a lot of resources. But things like staying active, eating a healthy diet, getting great sleep, understanding your boundaries. And that's especially important for our high schoolers and social media and romantic relationships and peer relationships. And I work out. That's one of my coping skills. And I read and I knit. And those are just some of mine. But like the list goes on and on. It's just important to find what works for you as an individual.
Using your resources, finding an outlet to keep yourself like in check. Yeah. Ms. Griggs, what's your take on this?
I would agree completely. My own child has gone through a lot of mental health struggles. And it's important to be happy with yourself and be okay with yourself. You can't depend on other people to make you happy and to feel better about yourself. It's great if you're surrounded by people that make you feel better, but you have to learn those boundaries, especially how you're willing to let people treat you. But you have to be happy with yourself. Enjoy the knitting, the reading, the exercising, just alone time first, and then find happiness in other things and other people as well.
Yeah, that's great. You always fall back on yourself, depend on yourself. It's great to have resources outside of yourself, but like you're all you got sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, would either of you like to elaborate a little bit on the Bring Change to Mind Club here at Warren?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to go or you want to go?
Yeah. Bring Change to Mind is a national organization, actually, started by Glenn Close, who's an actress. And
is she?
Okay. You looked at me weird.
No. I just like
Anyways, so they do little smaller versions of the clubs in high schools across the country. Indiana has a very, very good number of clubs and community when it comes to Bring Change to Mind. Our whole goal is destigmatizing mental health, making sure people know that it is okay not to be okay. It is okay to ask for help, that almost everyone does struggle at one point or another in their lives. And especially in high school with you COVID babies, it is really important to know that this is normal. And it's what we do with this and how we move past it and grow from it that matters.
So on that note, if you or someone you love is struggling with a mental health crisis, you are not alone. The 988 hotline is available through call or text at any time that you need it. Don't suffer in silence. Again, I would like to thank Ms. Griggs and Ms. Waldron for coming on the show, talking a little bit about teen mental health and the Bring Change to Mind Club. Be on the lookout for more episodes of the Let's Help podcast, as well as my sports podcast, Behind the Black and Gold, starting back up this football season. This is Mason signing off.